It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and Crary Industries. Snow developed in the Central Plains and lower Midwest overnight, with 1 to 5 inches falling across central Kansas. World Weather Incorporated says northeastern Colorado saw temperatures drop into the single digits and teens. The lower Midwest is expecting to experience frost and freezing temperatures the rest of the week, but no crop damage is expected. Frost and light freezes are expected to happen in the northern Delta, the Tennessee River Basin, the Carolinas, and Virginia Thursday and Friday as the system moves east. Planting progress is expected to pick up later this week as the cold weather abates.
Spotty rain and snow in the forecast for parts of the northern plains through next Monday. World Weather Incorporated says total moistures will vary up to a half an inch. Temperatures have been cool but will warm to the 50s and 60s by Thursday, dipping into the 40s and 50s by Saturday, and then back up into the 50s and 60s by next Monday. Morning low temperatures are expected to be in the teens and lower 20s and the mid-30s by Monday.
American Crystal Sugar General Agronomist Joe Hastings says cold temperatures slowed sugar beet planting.
Due to the rain we had and moisture and snow last week and the last probably 10 days, not a lot of planting activity. We've just got maybe over 3,000 acres in the ground right now, but nothing recently. I think the cool temps, you know, kind of helped retain that moisture. We didn't lose much of it for sure, and I think we'll start seeing this week, as the fields dry up and the soil starts to warm up, we'll start seeing planting activity for sugar beets rolling probably late this week, and see how it goes next week. Maybe really ramp up is what we're anticipating.
Hastings is not too concerned about cold soils.
You know, beets can start germinating at 38 degrees, but, you know, probably it takes some time, let's say, you know, 3 weeks to get out, but that soil temp's going to warm up, we hope, rapidly as well. You know, it's getting to that time, and when we start hitting mid to late April, if you got fit ground, you get them in.
Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has a crop update from Aminia, North Dakota.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Update, and maybe a little chilly out there, but we're getting geared up for this 2021 growing season. We're with Sean Nelson with us from Rush River Seed and Chemical, your south campus at Aminia. You've got another location up at Hunter. Give me an idea. It sounds like a lot of optimism with your growers.
Yes. If you look at the last few years versus 19 and 20, way more optimism. Number one, markets are way up compared to the last couple years. I mean, we were talking a year ago, people had just finished 2019 harvest in February and March. This year, everything was off in the fall. And on top of that, ground was worked once or twice. Fields are looking nice. They're looking ready. We didn't have, you know, there's still moisture under the soil, but it was a drier winter, so we're kind of getting reset and ready for 2021 and beyond.
Do you have some recommendations as we get into the field, soil temps, those kind of things?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, common knowledge, I think, with most guys, 50 degrees, give or take, is a very common, you know, temp that you want to be at a minimum, that 2 to 3 inch depth. And, you know, on top of that, we saw a really good example last year. Someone got in early, April 27th, just south of us here. They, you know, about 50 degrees right on the spot. Air temperature was 55 to 60. That first 48 hours, that's what it was. Dropped tremendously after that. Cold, got rains. And we were a little bit nervous, but because that 48 hours was set up very nicely, we everything kerneled, excellent crop, and you know, so just make sure you're watching that forecast for 48 hours. Make sure that your soil's maybe 48, 52 degrees at a minimum, and then we're good to go.
Sean Nelson with us. It is the Pioneer Agronomy Update. We're coming to you from Rush River Seed and Chemical. I'm Don Wick for the Red River Farm Network.
Rock and roll agronomy owner Jason Hansen says very little field work has occurred in the Devil's Lake Basin.
I was out yesterday and checked some wheat that's been seeded here right about, just right after Easter Monday, and just checking on the progress, and there really hasn't been anything done since. We got some snow here on this last Sunday, and I see from some other people, it looks like it snowed up by Candu this morning, so there's just nothing going on. It's too cold.
And the wheat that was seeded is a concern.
I have wheat in on soybean ground, wheat in on canola ground. There is more moisture on the canola ground, but it is warmer on the soybean ground. So there's actually probably more development on soybean ground, but when you go down to low areas, that's where I have the most root growth. And then you get up on a slope and it's just starting to germinate a little bit, and up on the higher ground, it's just sitting in dry dirt. I mean, there's some moisture, but it hasn't done anything yet.
Weather and soil conditions are variable across the Northern Plains. This is making fertilizer application timing tricky to manage. The Mosaic Company Technical Sales Manager, Sherry Cook, encourages farmers to watch the weather forecast closely.
With the variance in geographies and where people have moisture and where they don't, just consider the short and the long-term weather forecast for your area, and then go from there, right? There's options, which is always good. You know, there's folks that aren't going to be able to get fertilizer out before they plant. So it's good to know that there are other options there that you can come back in, you know, when a crop is coming out of the ground, and whether it's a liquid or a dry.
Cook continues.
And so we don't want to get too far out after planting to make sure that it gets into that root zone to where the crop can actually use it. And so that window of opportunity to get those essential nutrients into the ground, right, with a fertilizer, we have some flexibility, but, you know, keep in mind, regardless of whether it's a liquid or a dry, that we want to get it to as close to when that plant is going to need it, when that crop is going to need it, to really utilize our best efficiency of that fertilizer and ultimately the best ROI.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries on the Red River Farm Network.